Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, March 3rd, 2014. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from Pastor Isaiah Claydor Jr. of the Rock City Church International, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for these officials who view have providentially graced for these assignments. Therefore, we ask that you will comfort, strengthen, and give them wisdom to be able to make decisions for our city. We just pray, Father, that you continue to bring businesses in our city, that it may provide more revenue for the city as well as the residents. We ask your constant protection over this city. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. You know, one of the best undertakings, I don't want to call it a program, that sounds so bureaucratic. So one of the best undertakings we've had, I think, in the last 3 or 4 years is the Extraordinary Properties presentation, where our city employees and others have nominated properties and families and businesses around the city for recognition because they've gone that extra mile. They've taken, shown a little TLC. There's a lot of elbow grease and sweat and effort into these into making their homes and their businesses a special place. So tonight we have the 10th group of recipients over the last 3+ years, and would like to reintroduce Laura Heineman, who's the Deputy Director of the City's Development Sustainability Department, who's going to introduce us to these groups. And so we'll have them come up, and we'll come down there, and council members, if it's in your district, please come on down so we can take a picture with the group. Laura.
Great. Good evening. We have people in the community and our code officers who are out in the community, and they really see these properties that are extraordinary. And they take the time to nominate those properties on our website, Extraordinary Properties. Then each quarter, a group of community leaders gets together and selects those that really exceed the design expectations for the neighborhood that these properties are located in. This evening, we have 5 property owners that will be recognized by City Council. They are receiving a certificate and a sign which they can post in their yard or the front of their business for 3 months. They will all be nominated for the Mayor's Building a Better Mesa Award. For the others that are nominated, they will receive a thank you letter and a certificate as well. Our first 3 recipients are for residential properties. We want to first recognize Ivy Cunningham for her home on East Alder Avenue in the Country Life subdivision. It's a beautiful home. Miss Cunningham was nominated by a neighbor. She's lived in her home in Mesa since 1967 and works in her yard up to 5 hours a day. Over the years, the landscaping has been improved and enlarged, and she said people often stop by and compliment her on how her yard looks. She's very proud of her property and is very excited about being nominated. Presenting the certificate to Ivy Cunningham will be Vice Mayor and District 2 Councilmember Alex Finter and Mayor Smith. Come on up, Ivy. Next, we want to recognize Richard and Charlotte Polfleet for their home on South Noble in Signal Butte Ranch. The Polfleets purchased their home in 2000, and Richard immediately went to work on the design, which he considers a hobby. Mr. Polfleet enjoys creating his own pieces as well as collecting interesting pieces while he's out and about. His inspiration is from magazines and home shows. He designed and built the planters and fountain pedestals. Presenting the certificate to Richard and Charlotte Polfleet is District 6 Councilmember Scott Summers and Mayor Smith. Come on up. Next, we want to recognize Frances Lindblom for her home on East Jarvis Avenue in the New High subdivision. Ms. Lindblom was also nominated by a neighbor. She and her late husband started with a double lot 61 years ago and worked from there. It has large trees, a lush lawn, and a path winding across the lawn between lampposts. The lovely one-story home is built of aged red brick and fits perfectly into the trimmed yard. She has a landscape company cut the grass and trim the shrubbery, but Ms. Lindblom maintains all the plants herself. She is not able to be with us here tonight, so we will be delivering her certificate to her at her home. Our next recipient for the Extraordinary Properties Award is for a commercial property. It goes to American Metals Recycling, located at the corner of Broadway and Extension. 3 years ago, American Metals proposed redeveloping the existing recycling center, which has been in business recycling scrap metal in this location for more than 35 years. The proposal included the reconfiguration of the site, which improved circulation. They added a 9,000 square foot building and a 3,600 square foot office building. In July 2012, a groundbreaking ceremony was held for the office building, and they've been working on the site ever since. The redevelopment also included a unique solution to screen the storage of recycled material necessary for this type of business. They utilized 10-foot-high boxcar doors that have been sandblasted to create a weathered and rustic appearance along Broadway and Extension. The owner also provided new landscaping along the perimeter of the site outside the screen wall, with additional landscaping on the interior of the site. Presenting the certificate to American Metals owner Erwin Scheinbein and architect Greg Hitchens are District 4 Councilmember Chris Glover and Mayor Smith. Our final recipient for the Extraordinary Properties Award is for what we call a community property. It is for Mesa Urban Garden, or MUG, located at 212 East 1st Avenue. The idea started with iMesa to foster the development of an urban community garden. Mesa Urban Garden is a nonprofit organization which took a vacant lot and created a vibrant community garden. Mugs gets support from businesses and volunteers. One person who deserves special recognition is City of Mesa Conservation Specialist Donna DeFrancesco, who volunteered many hours to make sure the Mesa Urban Garden became a reality and is maintained. She is an ex officio member of the Mug Board of Directors. The goal of the garden is to offset the idea of a food desert in the area by providing fresh produce directly to the community or to local food banks. The garden is open to the surrounding neighborhood and members of the community. There are special sections for youth, as well as a section designed to be ADA accessible. One of the specific programs MUG offers is assistance to community members, especially those in need. They assist them by providing them information about acquiring fresh produce, gaining knowledge on nutrition and cooking, as well as developing employment skills. The goal is to strengthen our community one person and one family at a time. Their hope is that the endeavor is so successful that the city will start community gardens in other underutilized lots within Mesa. Presenting the certificate to Mesa Urban Garden Operations Director Dave Crummy and the MUG Board is District 4 Councilmember Chris Glover and Mayor Smith. Congratulations to our latest recipients of the Extraordinary Properties campaign. Please give them all a hand. I want to take a minute to thank those people who keep this program going so strong. Trudy Arledge from our Development and Sustainability Department for coordinating the effort, for the code officers and the residents who've submitted these many wonderful nominations. We'd also like to thank our committee of volunteers who have selected the extraordinary properties, Linda Flick, Cynthia Dunham, Pat Gilbert, and Stephanie Wright. We are always accepting nominations for extraordinary properties. If you see a home or a business that really stands out in the neighborhood that it's located in, you can submit your nomination to Mesa Extraordinary Properties at mesaaz.gov. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Congratulations again to all of you who once again, there's some pretty incredible work in there. Very creative and obvious. A lot of work went in that, and whether it be houses or to American Metals, the transformation there on that corner has been incredible. Thank you. It's really impressive. Point of pride and creativity and turning something that could be perceived as an eyesore into something that's really a classy point of beauty. So I appreciate that. And the homes are just incredible. Thank you. We'd now like to go to another success, and that's our Historic Preservation Board essay writing contest. And we'll turn the time over to Planning Director John Wesley. John?
Mayor and Council, thank you for this opportunity this evening. I'm going to actually turn it over to Clara Zovago, who is our Historic Preservation Board Chair. We have a couple other members of the board here, but she's prepared to actually give the recipients their awards, and would invite you, Mayor, to come down and join her as she does so. Clara?
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Clara Zervogel, and I am the Chair of the Historic Preservation Board. You will be seeing a lot of us. But one of the successes that we have experienced is the success. This is the second year that we have had an historic writing essay contest. The contest is open to 4th through 6th graders, and it was an endeavor that was started to help our children learn about the history of Mesa and the integral part that they will play in the future about what happens to Mesa. The purpose was to help strengthen the fabric of our community, and we recognize that in order to build our younger generation to explore Mesa and begin to recognize the distinctive places and events in our history. So as part of that, we inaugurated the Historic Fiction Writing Contest open to 4th through 6th graders. And the students live in the city of Mesa, and it was open from September 1st through November 14th, 2013. And intended to give these kids a chance to practice their writing skills and explore Mesa on their own. The topics were to be on an historical event during World War II at either one of Mesa's airfields, Falcon Field or Williams Air Force Base, or the Mesa Grand. And Mesa Historic Preservation Board members then judge the submittals on their historical accuracy, their writing, and creativity. And I'd like to introduce to you the contest winners. First place is Caroline Mesa. She is in 6th grade. Caroline? There you are. Thank you. Stay up here for us for a minute. Thank you, and congratulations.
Stand right over there.
Stand right over there. We have more. And second place, we have Aubrey Boberg, who is in 5th grade. And she... there you are. And Aubrey wrote a story about Falcon Field, correct? No. Falcon Field's dream.
No.
Whatever it was, it was really good.
Tell me again.
Williams Air Force Base.
Williams Air Force Base. Okay, thank you.
We had a 50-50 chance.
And then Sophia Hackett. Sophia? Sophia wrote on Williams Field a new name, correct?
Remind me not to go to Vegas with you, okay?
My notes are behind me. I can't.
You don't play the odds very well. That's okay.
Okay, and
Sophia, here.
Sophia,
you've got to shake the mayor's hand. Thank you.
Now, I would also like to introduce the members of the board that we have here this evening: Wendy Allred Mack. You want to come up here, Bernard. And James,
come on up here and we'll have a group shot, okay? Is that all right with you? Is that okay?
I'm not going to tell you no. Left around here.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda will be the consent agenda, which will be read in the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on contract for purchase of City of Mesa's website redesign, maintenance, and hosting services as requested by the Public Information and Communications Department. Item 3B, act on 1 month extension and dollar limit increase for the term contracts for landscape maintenance services for Zone 1, Districts 5 and 6, and Zone 2, Districts 2 and 5 for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 3C, act on 3-year term contract for automatic external defibrillators, supplies, and preventative maintenance for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 3D, act on contract for upper zone reliability improvements phase 2. This project is funded by the voter approved 2010 Water Bond Fund. Item 3E, act on contract to upgrade computer disk storage space for the Justice Web interface as requested by the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the 2012 Burn Justice Assistant Grant Program and from the Information Technology Department operating budget. Item 4A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with Mattamy, Arizona for reimbursement for arterial street lighting improvements in conjunction with a proposed residential development known as Granite Ridge, located at 9803 East McAllops Road. Item 4B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds for reimbursement for regional street, water line, and traffic signal improvements in conjunction with a proposed residential development known as Eastmark Phase 2, located at 5014 South Signal Butte Road. Item 4C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with Evergreen Baseline and Stapley for reimbursement for bus pullout shelter improvements in conjunction with a proposed commercial development known as Raising Canes at 1945 South Stapley Drive. Item 5A, introduction of ordinance modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities relating to frontage requirements, solid waste barrel placement, applicability of council exceptions, and certain clerical corrections. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding A13-04, annexing land located north of Adobe Road and west of Signal Butte Road. This is initiated by the property owner. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z13-061, the 10,500 to 10,700 blocks of East Adobe Road and the 800 to 900 blocks of North Signal Butte Road. This is located at the northwest corner of Signal Butte and Adobe, rezoned to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6C, act on ordinance regarding Z13-062, the 10,500 to 10,700 blocks of East Adobe Road and the 800 to 900 blocks of North Signal Butte Road, located at the northwest corner of Signal Butte and Adobe, rezoned to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6D, act on ordinance regarding Z14-004, 4004 East Hermosa Vista Drive, located south and east of McDowell Road and Val Vista Drive, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. And item 6E, act on ordinance amending the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11 of the Mesa City Code, Chapter 41, Sign Ordinance, regarding the definition of a public transportation sign, creating an exception to public transportation signs to the prohibition of off-site billboards, and creating an allowance for public transportation signs when placed in association with public transportation facilities. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Yeah, Councilmember Luna.
I just want to get clarification on 6C, whether the story is going to be on. Is that city property or is that county property?
The Mayor, Councilmember Luna, the property that's being rezoned is being annexed would be in the city. The discussion about the paving has been on an area that would be in the county. And so any future maintenance of that would be totally up to the property owners and county, as it has been in the past. This would in no way obligate the city for any maintenance of that portion of Adobe that would not be in the city.
Okay. And I understand there is a written agreement that is not been executed yet, but we've we've made it clear to the applicant that further processing this as it relates to final plat was dependent upon the satisfactory execution of that agreement, right?
That is correct, Mayor.
Okay. So that's now on the record, too. All right. Is there, Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second Councilmember Glover. Is there any further discussion, questions? Please vote. The vote is 7-0, and the motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is item 7A, conduct a public hearing, take action on the following minor general plan amendment and ordinance. 7A, GP minor 14-002, the 3200-3300 blocks of East McKellips Road and the 2000-2100 blocks of North 32nd Street, located in the northeast corner of McKellips and 32nd Street, a minor general plan amendment to adjust the boundaries of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan use designation from PSP to LDR 1-2. This request will allow single residence development. And also item 7B, which is the same piece, same project, Z 14-002, the 3200-3300 blocks of East McKellips Road. And this is to rezone 4-plus acres from LC to RS35 PAD and rezone the 33.07 plus or minus acres from Ag to RS35 PAD and site plan review. Both these items will be handled as a single motion unless there's a thing. Let's conduct the public hearing first. Are there any questions or comments from the... Well, the public hearing is now open. Any questions or comments from the council? Are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. I'll now accept a motion on 7A and 7B. You have a motion to approve from Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 and the motion carries. Ms. Mickelson, is there any questions to speak from the public?
No request, ma'am.
All right. Before we adjourn, I'd just like to unfortunately let people know that a Phoenix police officer, I guess two Phoenix police officers were shot today in an altercation, and one has passed away, and the other one, I believe, is in surgery, according to the latest news reports. And we're you know, these kind of tragedies are just horrible. And our thoughts and prayers go out to not only the families involved, but certainly all of our public safety officers, especially those in the Phoenix Police Department. You know, we hate when this is... we have to announce these things and deal with these things, but it reminds us, number one, the world we live in. And it's, unfortunately, there are some bad people out there who do bad things. And secondly, it reminds us that we have men and women who put their lives on the line for us, and our thoughts and prayers go out with them, too. I know this affects everyone in the, certainly the public safety and the law enforcement and throughout the state and beyond that, but especially those in the Phoenix Police Department who lost a someone who was close to them. So we're hoping that the second officer pulls through, and our condolences and everything goes out to the Phoenix police officer and the city of Phoenix and all those involved. So I hate to make those announcements and wish we never have to make them again, but we do sometimes. So we have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.